Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Lisa Autry. Kentucky's court system has remained open throughout the coronavirus pandemic, but its operations look very different. Judicial centers are limiting access to the public, and many hearings are taking place virtually. Kentucky Supreme Court Chief Justice John Minton Jr. recently issued an order postponing jury trials until at least February 1st.
We really haven't found a way to bring in groups of people into a judicial center for jury selection safely. Jury trials done remotely are very difficult to manage. People can make choices about whether they go out and shop, socialize. They can make those choices, but appearances in court, if you're summoned for jury duty, that's not a choice you get to opt out of. And so we thought, in fairness to the public and in fairness to the people whose cases need to be tried, that we just need to suspend it until it's safe to hold a jury trial.
A separate order you issued was limiting access to judicial buildings. What are some of those restrictions?
We have encouraged the judges to conduct proceedings to the fullest extent possible remotely. There are some things that we just have to allow the public to come in to do, and we've made exceptions to allow that to happen. But we post security at the front door, and we request, of course, all of the usual things that people are really accustomed to now. You have to wear a mask, and they'll have to remain outside until there's space for them to come in. So we've had to restrict access that way.
What kind of long-term impact will COVID-19 have on the court system? I'm assuming a crowded docket is an understatement. Yeah. What kind of backlog are you anticipating?
Well, I have to say, I'm really proud of the work that the clerks and the judges have done to try to move business along, and lawyers too. And when you talk about the long-term impact here, I'm fond of quoting my friend, the Chief Justice of Michigan, who said this crisis is not certainly one we wanted, but it may be something we needed to get us to move along in terms of responding to technology and the way that technology can be used as a tool to reduce the delay and expense in court proceedings. So I would hope that we will have learned during this pandemic how to use the tools that really we've been sitting on for some time, and that is how we could do quite a bit of our business remotely and not require the personal appearance of people who have to come down to the judicial center, find a parking place, get through the metal detectors to a room, you know, for a hearing. And so routine business could be handled remotely. And I think that that's a learning that certainly I'm hoping to institutionalize.
You mentioned the use of technology. Has the pandemic changed the court system in any other ways, for the better maybe?
Well, I think we have learned better ways of doing things. I think the idea of having to physically transport prisoners from one end of the state to the other on a regular basis, that'll change. I think we'll be able to save time and money for the state, because we've now learned in working with the penal institutions, using their technology to hold these hearings, a lot of them remotely, and not require, you know, the transportation of prisoners.
We've been speaking with Kentucky Supreme Court Chief Justice John Minton Jr. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.